attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, I think we're having some growing pains as a party, and the Republican Party will struggle. We've lost a couple presidential elections, and we're going to have some growing pains until we find our voice.
I think people want a party that's a little bit less aggressive on foreign policy, still believes in a strong national defense. The young people want politicians who don't want to put them in jail for 20 years for a nonviolent drug possession charge. I think people want a little different face on immigration, frankly. They don't want somebody who wants to round people up, put them in camps, and send them back to Mexico.
You sound like you're running.
We haven't done a lot of political healing here recently, have we? I don't think so. I think it's time.
He does sound like he's running, doesn't he?
He does, doesn't he? Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul. And maybe he's running for president. Do you care? Do you want him to run? Do you want a libertarian-leaning president? I don't know. What does it matter to anybody? Maybe we could just nullify all of them. And listen, the Republican Party has got problems, and Rand Paul admits it. Big problems. They can't win elections at that level. Why? Because, well, there's a lot of reasons. One of them I saw this morning on, I think it was Morning Joe on MSNBC, and they had Bobby Jindal. Bobby Jindal, he's the Republican governor in Louisiana on. And it was interesting. He was being asked about, you know, the jobs issue, creating jobs, Obamacare, the threats to this and that. And he starts out by saying, we don't have, this is not a kingdom. I mean, you can't just wave a magic wand and you know, just make jobs happen. You know, again, he's going to be arguing for smaller government. At the same time, then, he turns around. This is the interesting thing. This is where the Republican hypocrisy comes into play. He says, well, if Obama really wanted to do something, he could just, he doesn't even need Congress. He can go around Congress. This is arguing for the executive order way. Yeah, no, I know. It was one of those moments where you're like, well, this is why Republicans can't win.
Congress mongers. Who needs Congress, right?
Yeah. Well, sometimes they say the opposite of progress is Congress, but I don't even go in for those slogans. I am of the opinion. Now, you might differ in my opinion, but I don't give a flip who's president. I want, no matter who's president, to have little or no power at all. Seriously, back it down, Grandma and Grandpa. Let's bring it back to the George Washington concept of a very weak executive branch. And have the people represented, should they show desire, in Congress, and actually have a direct link there. But even that's proven to be, how do we call it, inhospitable to freedom. Because now it's what, 235, 435, 800, how many millions of people do we have here? And how do we think we can homogenize everybody to believe and think the same thing? America, a pluralistic society. Right now, 50 grand experiments, at least in theory, with the 50 states that are supposedly part of the union. Why not, again, defer more to the local municipalities? Why are you afraid of that? Or are you afraid of that? We have seen some of the greatest advancements this year in political healing, in my opinion, via the states and the people saying no to the federal government. And it's coming from the political left and the political right. This is where we cross the divide. Come together and say, no, the feds do not have jurisdiction, nor do they have the authority, for instance, to stop grandma and grandpa from smoking weed. Just saying. All right? Just as a thought. And we'll talk about that a little later. Ty Bollinger's going to be on for Outside the Box Wednesday. Also, hey, Mike Adams is scheduled again. Can you imagine 2 days in a row? It's bonus. We must have been good for, you know, for Christmas. Good
we've been,
we get
we've been
Mike
getting
Adams.
spoiled quite a bit with Mike Adams lately. So, but
yeah, the Health Ranger. What is in your breakfast cereal? We'll ask the question and answer it in a little while too. So, Rand Paul, running for president. Look, would I align myself closer to a lot of his beliefs and perspectives based on his family lineage with Ron? Yes, I would. But I think that the game of voting for president, much less voting for representatives and now senators, since they took it out of the state legislatures from selecting it with one of the amendments, and they said, oh, no, we can't have the people, we can't have the state legislators do it. We have to have the people elect popularly these senators. Now the states don't have representation. And we see that in evidence via the nullification process on weed and on other things. The NSA spying is another great example where the left and right are coming together. Now, I have a winning proposition for you, Rand Paul, or anybody else. A Democrat could do this. A winning proposition. You know how they all like to say, we're for the troops, we support the troops? You know, you've heard that once or twice, on, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, they will beat up their mothers just to be the first to say, I support the troops better than you, on every side. You don't want to be caught not supporting the troops. Here's the winning ticket for the next election. I support the troops so much that not only do I want to bring them home, but I want to give them as much weed as they need to overcome their PTSD.
Wow.
Tell me, is that not a
winning
proposition?
Let me make a note of this. Yeah. Now, this is a very significant thing that you've just said here.
Mm-hmm.
You are the weed for returning veterans talk show host.
Candidate. That's right. People think, you should just run for president. You should just run for president on that platform. No, I'm giving somebody else an idea. I am not interested in being head of the executive branch.
Cheech Marin?
Who's my running? Cheech Marin or Tommy Chong? Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong. You have to pick one. Man. One could be Secretary of State, I guess, sir.
And I still don't smoke cannabis. I don't. I probably never will because I can't stomach the thought of inhaling hot smoke into my lungs. Just me. It's just me. All right? I'm not making a moral or ethical judgment. I'm just saying that plant God created, unleash it on the troops with PTSD and give them some real potential for recovery. And if they don't want to do the THC version, we talked about this yesterday with Dr. John Hicks, the CBD, the cannabidiol. That would do wonders for the PTSD, the troops coming home. There's a story here. I didn't think we officially were planning to cover it, but I had to hit it. There's actually a website. There's a little symbol here. Cannabis for PTSD. PTSD, the trillion-dollar time bomb. Cannabis is the best therapy. Now, I would not say it's the only therapy because we really need to detox the folks coming home from the war theater, the battle lines. They need to be cleaned and detoxed. But from the standpoint of medicinal plant, the endocannabinoid system needs to be nourished back to functional health, and the substances within the cannabis plant are just the ticket. Speaking of just the ticket, who's your ticket? Rand Paul? Give us a call. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Did you rhyme that on purpose? That was
I did not. It just happened. It just happened. This is it. This is what happens when I don't plan a dialogue or monologue. I just kind of roll out with it, and that's what we did today. Also, dietary supplements on my mind. They're always on my mind, as we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A great article at naturalnews.com. Dietary supplement users are more likely to receive necessary nutrients and make better health decisions. Now, this is the thing you don't get from all of those mainstream articles that say, oh my gosh, dietary supplements don't work. Stay away from vitamin E. Stay away from beta carotene. Of course, they never reference the synthetic lack of nature.
Fish oil. Fish oil, right? Too, is another big one that they've been going after.
They've been going after fish oil as well. You're right. Go back to our interview with Barry Sears, the Zone Diet guy. And you'll get how important this is. And the thing is, they have to attack dietary supplements because the people on them are more likely, in my opinion, to vote for someone who wants to remove government interference in the lives of most Americans. I really perceive that to be true. If you, and it's not across the board generalization, I think that more people that take dietary supplements are going to have a clarity of thought. Now, there's a caveat here. And that caveat relates to the Natural News Forensic Food Lab and what Mike Adams, the health ranger, is discovering with his analysis of dietary supplements. And that is that many of the supplements that people are consuming, and they think they're consuming good stuff, may be contaminated with heavy metals, even some that might be considered necessary trace elements when in trace amounts, like copper. Taking copper to excess, this is creating a whole aberration of mental thought forms and even anger, uncontrollable rage and anger. So I am not making a blanket statement because we have to refine our approach to say the supplements that are actually real and food-based and food-grown. And that's what we talk about. That's what we support here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, which is why if you go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com, you'll see a lot of banners. All of the things we're supporting are basically food. Oh, of course, we support organic non-GMO T-shirts as well. We have a banner for that.
Yes, anytime.
Get your RSB Show swag.
Yeah, help yourself.
Get your RSB Show swag. And it'll say, yes. Unlock the power. No, Power to Heal is yours. And, of course, the new book by Ty Bollinger and me, RSB, Unlock the Power to Heal.
That's an interesting idea. I think having a shirt that says Unlock the Power to Heal would be kind of cool.
Well, we'll talk to Nick Brannigan from Non-GMO Apparel. That's a good idea.
Let's do it.
We shall do that. Now, what is in your breakfast cereal? Remember, I have told stories on myself because we unleashed the secret to bowel movements yesterday. And we're going to we'll probably do a little bit more of that with Ty Bollinger because he's all constipated. Can't wait to get on the air and unleash the... Oh, I shouldn't say it that way. Just kidding, Ty. We love you. But we are going to unleash...
Ty's got rhythm.
Yeah, better than me. What I would say is that if the breakfast cereals of your childhood are the same as what you're eating today, there might be a problem. Because remember, when I ate Frankenberry as a child, what came out of me was the same color it went in, and I thought, well, there's something wrong with this picture.
Poopenberry. You were Poopenberry after eating Frankenberry.
Frank and Poopenberry. We don't want any of that. We don't need any of that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to detoxify you from that. But first, you've got to know what cereals have real things in it. What has artificial plastic synthesized green kryptonite in it? Who's going to help us figure that out? It is the Health Ranger. Yes, that's right, Mike Adams. He's back. The investigations, Natural News putting it out there, naturalnews.com, streaming through naturalnewsradio.com 6 days a week, and our syndicator, GCN. We'll be back with Mike Adams after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the health world as we do 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, naturalnewsradio.com. All the archives are there, by the way. Thanks to the health ranger, Mike Adams. You never have to miss a moment. And there are no cheap seats. In fact, we require no artificial preservatives. The stuff stays good. We can check it out. And helping us to do just that, Mike Adams, the health ranger, back with some natural news investigations. Mike, welcome, my friend.
Hi there, Robert. Hey, it's always great to join you. Thanks for having me on about this. We just put out a new investigation about the fake fruits and berries that are put in breakfast cereals. They are mostly fake, but we also show some cereals that have real fruits. But in terms of fake fruits, it's cereals like Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats, Strawberry Delight, and Blueberry Flavors, and, of course, Captain Crunch, all berries. Has no berries. It's called all berries.
All berries? What? I guess they redefined the word all.
The name of the cereal is actually Oops All Berries. As if it's a thing.
Like they accidentally got berries in the cereal, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not making it up. And by the way, this is on naturalnews.com right now. You can top right corner of the homepage. You can see the microscopy photos that we've posted on this. Now, you're not going to be surprised to hear that Fruit Loops contains no fruit.
No.
Yeah, Don, Super Don. Super Don, it's true. I know.
I thought I was getting my recommended daily allowance of fruit by eating Fruit Loops. I'm just crushed.
Well, it's funny because some parents actually think that it is fruit because they use yellow number 5, red number 40, yellow number 6, blue number 2, and blue number 1 to make it look like fruit. And those are all petrochemical derived artificial colors, of course.
Yeah.
And we also cover total blueberry pomegranate cereal, which contains no blueberries and no pomegranates.
Yeah, I know. That's a classic one there. I want to back up to the Oops All Berries one because I'm looking at the picture. By the way, we have it linked up. The article is there. You'll see the image. Just click on it. It'll take you right to the Natural News article if you're not already there. There is something strange, and it says Oops All Berries. Now, I don't know of a berry that looks like this, but you described it almost like a piece of cartoon kryptonite, and I have to say that's an apt description. I have no idea what I'm looking at in this picture.
That's a microscope image of one of the fake green berries that make up the Captain Crunch Oops All Berries cereal. And it looks like an alien artifact, perhaps.
Seriously, yes.
Yeah, there's no fruit that looks like that. Not even close. But
I'm just nervous about, you know, like aliens invading the intestines of children and colonizing there with this stuff.
Yeah, also consider that a lot of these ingredients are genetically modified, and that's, you know, you add that on top of what's going into these things, it's really quite disturbing. We did find some cereals that use real fruit, by the way. I know that's astonishing.
No, I don't believe it. No one would use real fruit anymore. Come on.
I know, it's so bizarre, but Kellogg's actually has a cereal product, Special K Red Berries, that, believe it or not, actually contains strawberries. So there you go. And Post has a cereal called Blueberry Morning, which really contains blueberries. So we're trying to give them kudos for that. But Erewhon has the best cereal with actual organic freeze-dried strawberries and other organic ingredients like brown rice and organic cornmeal, non-GMO, things like that. So this report is giving you the lowdown on what cereals are fake, which I call it fraud, because I think it's deceiving to consumers to show strawberries on the cover of a cereal box when there's no strawberries in it, or to show pomegranates or blueberries on the cover, like an actual photo of a real blueberry, and then to call your cereal something blueberry, but there's no blueberries in it. I think that's fraud. What do you think?
Well, where is the FTC, right, or the FDA on this? I mean, it's nowhere to be found. It's okay to pretend there's something in there that isn't even in the label and name. You know, if this was a dietary supplement claiming there was essence of strawberry and there was no essence of strawberry in it, the FDA would be all over it.
Exactly. If you had, let's say, a zinc supplement that didn't contain zinc, the FTC would shut you down. Or if you said there was a astragalus herb in your product, call it astragalus morning tincture, but there's no astragalus in it, and instead it's made with chemicals, you know, the FDA would shut you down, or the FTC would shut you down. This is the point. Why does the federal government allow cereal companies to commit false advertising and essentially consumer fraud by cheating on their marketing claims? And it's okay. But if dietary supplement companies did the same thing, well, they would go to jail.
Exactly. Well, listen, we got to take a break here, and when we come back, I want to get into the discussion further. Also, a prediction that we made with Mike Adams here about Bitcoin. Is it really imploding? That's why I say we don't need expiration dating on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Broadcasting.
You're amazing.
You are something
else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, Ty Bollinger and I will be heading to Atlanta this weekend, Friday night. We got Answers to Cancer, and Saturday night, Answers to Cancer, thanks to our good friends at Better Way Health bringing us up, and we're going to do it. We're going to give you answers to cancer. But right now, we got Mike Adams. He gives you answers to a lot of things over at Natural News, naturalnews.com, and of course, yesterday we talked more about the forensic food lab and what's been coming out with these investigations. Pretty amazing things that are happening, and right now we're talking about a little bit more on the investigation into breakfast cereals. That, you know, if they're breaking something, they're breaking your health, not a fast per se, as breakfast should. So if you're eating those things, check out this article. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And, Mike, appreciate all your work, you know, doing wonderful things.
Hey, thanks, Robert. I always enjoy doing investigations and revealing truth. And, by the way, I hope you don't mind me slightly shifting topics here, but along those same lines, mm-hmm. You know, I've been warning people. I was the guy who called the first big Bitcoin crash. I called it 24 hours almost exactly before it happened and lost 50% of its value. That was a little over a year ago. Well, now, you know, Bitcoin has suffered a massive implosion. The looting and shutdown of MT. Gox, the biggest Bitcoin exchange. And I got to say, Robert, I talked about this on your show. We called this over a year ago. We talked
I remember this like it was yesterday, and I also remember because we got a lot of friends, you know, in the Freedom crowd that are loving on Bitcoins, and I didn't have an opinion one way or the other because I really didn't investigate it heavily. But when you came on and said that, we started looking through it and going, scratching my head, and my mom was like, should I invest in Bitcoins? I said, I wouldn't. There's some things there that are concerning to me. And if I may, I want to read the quote that came out. Was it April last year?
Yeah, right. I wrote about it a year ago, April.
Yeah, you said this. The Bitcoin infrastructure is subject to the whims of just one person running MT Gox who can arbitrarily decide to shut it down whenever he thinks the market needs a cooling period. This is nearly equivalent to a financial dictatorship where one person calls the shots.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened. MT Gox shut down, and they had thousands of customers, hundreds of millions of dollars in assets. It's all gone. They shut down. They posted a message on their website that said basically, "Sorry, we're changing." And the founders they're gone. I guess they're in Japan at this point. The mainstream media is having a heyday with it. People have lost all kinds of money, and they're talking about now the best they can do is take a tax deduction on their losses. And it's, you know, this. I warned about this. Just because something is an alternative currency doesn't mean there aren't a bunch of thieves and criminals behind the scenes working their angles. I mean, I know a lot of people don't want to trust the Fed, and I don't trust the Fed either.
Sure.
And they want to get into alternative currencies or buy gold or whatever. I support that. But this Bitcoin thing, it is so easy to be manipulated, and we just saw it yet again. It just happened. People lost hundreds of millions of dollars. It's done and over with. And there's a lot of people out there right now who are extremely angry, and they're calling Bitcoin a new word that I can't repeat on the air, but it rhymes with Bitcoin. It's not a
okay.
bit. So that's the new phrase for Bitcoin.
Hmm. But are there other exchanges still operating? What do you see? This is going to be another drawback. People will pull out and it'll regain another bubble, because all we see right now in a lot of the economic financial world is what can we do to inflate more bubbles to profit off of people's willingness to just jump in with excitement.
Bitcoin is just another kind of bubble, and there are other exchanges that are operating right now, and maybe most of them are honest, but it only takes a few players who are dishonest who are going to pull the same scheme. They get big, they get critical mass, lots of people deposit money with them, and then guess what? Boom. They disappear to the Cayman Islands. There's nothing you can do about it because Bitcoin is a virtual currency. But you get really screwed. It's not a virtual scam. It's a real scam because you traded real money for a non-existent virtual currency that's being run by people who really have no rule.
Right. Well, for most people, they traded a manipulated fiat Federal Reserve note currency, but still, it's still there's paper there, and not that we're arguing that the paper without any backing of any kind is all that, so to speak, but it's a struggle right now. I think people are looking for options, ways out, some of it due to the lack of privacy in dealing with Federal Reserve notes through the electronic medium. They thought maybe Bitcoin could solve a problem there. But ultimately, even when Ron Paul was asked, I mean, he's all for all kinds of freedom, and we're not arguing against freedom, but I think your point is you're arguing for transparency, and what is it really, and what are the risks really, so that you make an informed decision about whether to dive into something like this or not.
Well, the truth about human nature, Robert, is that you can't trust people no matter what realm they come from. There are con artists in the federal government, just like there are con artists in the liberty movement or the alternative currency movement or the natural products industry or big pharma. I mean, you name any industry, there are some con artists in it who are screwing people over. And Bitcoin is not immune to that. Again, there may be well-meaning people. There may be very honest exchanges. That's fine. But there are also going to be some dishonest operators who are going to ruin it for everybody else. And I think a lot of people had the wool pulled over their eyes over this Bitcoin situation. It's like, you know, we were just talking about breakfast cereals and the fakery that goes into the breakfast cereals. This is such a parallel that maybe we should roll out a new cereal called Unlucky Charms with Bitcoin shaped marshmallow treats or something. I mean, it's the same subject. It's just different applications of deception.
Sure. Well, and to Ron Paul's credit and those that have followed the history of money and reported on it for a lot of years, there's a story that just came out, I believe in California, where a California couple on their property stumbled upon a bucket that had been partially buried that had come up with what they said were $10 million worth of gold coins. These are the $20 gold coins that were constitutional coin according to the the Coinage Act of 1792. Now, the face value is probably going to be in the thousands of dollars, but the Federal Reserve note value they consider at $10 million, which should teach us all a lesson that the old stuff is the good stuff. It maintained or increased in value. We just say maintained it. It's that the paper, the fake stuff, always goes down in value.
Well, I've always said that if you really want to put your money in something that's going to hold value, buy farmland with a water source on it. And that's good enough, because all these other things come and go. You know, gold is great, too, but you can't eat gold and you can't grow food on a bar of gold. If you own farmland that can produce food and it has its own water supply, that's the key. Got to have water.
Yeah.
Then you're sitting on a gold mine. You can turn it into food.
It reminds me of that preparedness thing we did a few years back when we launched the show through Natural News Radio. A lot of those things, I mean, are as valuable as the day we did it, just like your prediction from last April, turning into, hey, again, Mike Adams needs no artificial preservatives because what he's saying is right. What we're doing is reporting it.
Well, that's a funny way to say that, but I guess, look, I'm confident when I make such predictions, it's not just a wild guess. Bitcoin, you know, I have a background in mathematics and statistical analysis, and I've done a lot of research into currencies and information technology infrastructure. It's not a wild guess to say that this was going to happen. So, you know, Bitcoin, I know a lot of people out there that love Bitcoin because it's the alternative to the Federal Reserve, and it's private, and it's you know, anonymous and all these things. But it's also, it can be just another big ripoff. Just like what happened 2 days ago. I mean, this is no longer conjecture, Robert. This is us reporting on a fact. I mean, just go to the Mt. Gox website right now, Mt. Gox, and you can bring up the message. I'll bring it up while we're talking.
Well, listen, you know, this is something we talk about healing. We always talk about healing on every level, and including the economic healing. We are all for freedom. And freedom to, you know, economically discourse in different ways other than those mandated by the elite leaders from above. The question is, with every new form of currency coming out, there are going to be risks associated with it. We're going to report on them, even if it upsets some of our listening audience.
Well, and here's the message. It says right now on the Mt. Gox website, I would like to kindly ask that people refrain from asking questions to our staff. They've been instructed not to give any response or information. And a decision was taken to close all transactions in order to protect the site and our users and so on. I mean, give me a break. At least if you do business with a bank, a regular bank, like Chase, you know, at least you can still go in and ask questions. I'm not saying banking through JP Morgan is a great option, but at least there's a momentum in society where you're only going to lose your dollars slowly with inflation, not all at once. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure. Well, of course, there are issues like that may change in the future. We've watched things and covered them over in Greece and Cyprus, et cetera, that are warning signs to everybody also invested heavily in paper. But these are the dangerous economic waters everybody's treading in unless you find another way. There's another story we're going to cover a little later with Ty Bollinger today, Mike, about a woman who simply wanted to live off the grid. And they're basically, you know, forcing her off of her property simply because she didn't want to be connected to water, sewer, electricity.
Wow.
And I mean, this is the kind of craziness that's going on right now.
That's true, and that's they want you to be tied into the system. And my last comment on Bitcoin is that the name Mt. Gox, a lot of people don't know, Mt. Gox stands for Magic the Gathering Online Exchange. This started out as a gaming exchange website, which kind of tells you how they view Bitcoin. It's just a game. It's another game to them. But the losses are real. So be careful, people. You know, be careful. Mm-hmm. Diversify no matter what you do. You're right, you can't trust the dollar long term, but you can't trust Bitcoin either. buy some farmland with some water on it, get yourself some seeds, build some aquaponics, get a little gold on the side, get yourself some things that can really last, that are real. That's always been my advice.
Yeah, well, teach your kids to grow food, and get to know your farmer if you can't grow because you don't have the land yet. But I think everybody, even if they have a windowsill, can grow something, even a medicinal herb. And we support you in doing that. Mike, stick around. One more segment today before we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. We're going to answer a listener question concerned about thyroid issues and what she can do about it. We're not going to play doctor on TV, but we're just going to give you some good information so you can make more fully informed decisions about how you want to care for your health and the health of your loved ones right here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tammy Knudsen, and I'm the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Don't forget the new book, Unlock the Power to Heal. Ty Bollinger and I put this together. It's really nice and simple, and you'll get a free copy of it if you join us in Atlanta this coming weekend. We'll get more to that. Ty Bollinger coming up. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is with us. All kinds of investigative reports, including the Bitcoin, which we didn't even plan on covering today, but fascinating to me. I kind of stayed away from it, Mike, because I am suspicious of a lot of these things. It's just been, you know, once I found out that I was lied to as a young man about medicine and food, I started looking at almost every aspect of life and going, oh my gosh, they're lying to me here, they're lying to me there, and I became someone that was discerning. I mean, it's not that I don't trust anybody, but you know, a little nervous about these things, and I don't have the mathematical background that you do, so I appreciated your insight into the Bitcoin.
Well, you're right to be skeptical of really everything out there. We always encourage people to think for themselves, do their research before making any kind of a big decision, but Bitcoin had really begun to take on the aura of a cult, and I even called it a cult a year ago because the widespread irrationality that was being tossed around was very cult-like, and anybody who had any critical thinking to offer on Bitcoin was immediately branded, you know, a heretic. So, I mean, I know we've covered that enough today, but people just be smart about things. Just because everybody else is jumping over the cliff doesn't mean you can do so too.
Exactly. Listen to what your mom told you all those years ago. Same thing Mike Adams just said. Now, going into questions, because we do like to take questions. Sometimes we take live calls on the air as well, and sometimes they come through the website, and we appreciate everybody out there listening. We try to get to them as soon as we can. This is a follow-up, because we have recently, Mike, I've had so many questions about thyroid disease, thyroiditis, Hashimoto's, things like that. And a woman named Nancy wrote me, and she said she heard me talking about Begonia. There was a woman named Begonia who had this Hashimoto's thyroiditis. She wasn't sure if what I was saying was a replacement for synthetic thyroid hormones or how to heal autoimmune issues, because I did also mention the mercury issue being playing a very prominent role in thyroid conditions, whether they be dental amalgams from your dentist or vaccinations or other environmental sources. So we've been getting a lot of questions about, for instance, iodine. You recently tested iodine through the Natural News Forensic Food Lab.
Yes. Yeah, we purchased most of the popular brands of iodine on the market and tested them for heavy metals contamination, because that's what we do. We buy products and we test them. And this is a very high-end lab running ICP-MS instrumentation, costs about $1 million to build. It's pretty significant stuff. The good news is that of all the iodine products that we tested, none of them had concerning levels of heavy metals, not a single one. I was actually surprised. I thought some would be based on certain seaweed sources, for example, and that they would show high cadmium or high arsenic. But they didn't. So as far as I know, all the iodine products that are sold today, including nascent iodine and Lugol's iodine and our own iodine, other people's iodine, it's everything that we tested with low heavy metals. So that's good news.
That is great news. And, you know, I recommend the iodine, of course, that you carry at Natural News Store, along with the selenium. We use a food-grown selenium, similar to what you carry, as well as the Mega Food or Innate Response. Those two are critically important for the thyroid. As I said, mercury detox is going to be a very critical component in recovery. I've talked extensively about omega-3 essential fats and reducing inflammation and even some autoimmune responses, but we've got to correct the integrity of the cells themselves so that the autoimmune response is no longer necessary, because I don't think the immune system's screwing up. I think it's what happens when we become so toxic, polluted, and deficient.
Well, that's true. Heavy metals interfere with healthy cell function everywhere in the body, in all your organs and tissues, and even your brain. And they damage kidneys, and they damage the liver, they damage the heart, they damage neurology. So heavy metals is a very big issue, and I think we're doing more research into that realm right now than anyone else, even any university or any government. And we've got a lot more results coming out. And those are all available at labs.naturalnews.com. We're going to be releasing heavy metals results, in fact, now that you ask, for pet treats. And we have found some very concerning levels, actually, in certain pet treats. And guess what country they're made in?
If I said China, would it rhyme with China?
Yeah, it's China.
Yeah.
Seems like everything that comes out of China, it just has a much higher risk of
We know they're motivated to go after the American people. Why would they be going after the pets? I don't know.
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but I found pet treats with almost 2 parts per million lead in them. That's
wow.
2,000 parts per billion. I found a pet treat for cats that has, I think, over 400 parts billion mercury.
Holy tamale. We're going to have to report on this next time when that reveals. Mike Adams, thank you for being here as always on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know how to listen through Natural News Radio, and you know the message. The power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.